From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The stage is set for a bitter debate over a new farm bill, but the top Democrat on the House Ag Committee believes the deep partisan division could work in favor of farm groups as they try to prevent cuts to commodity programs or crop insurance. Minnesota's Colin Peterson says he expects Democrats to be unified in opposition to the bill and not likely to offer amendments. He told AgriPulse partisanship should make it easier to defeat GOP amendments to roll back the sugar program or cut other programs such as crop insurance. The American Farm Bureau Federation, in cooperation with American Farm Bureau Insurance Services, has developed a new risk management insurance product for dairy farmers. Approved by the USDA's Federal Crop Insurance Corporation, Dairy Revenue Protection Insurance will provide dairy farmers the opportunity to manage risk by focusing on revenue from milk sales. Dairy Revenue Protection will provide several levels of insurance coverage based on the value of the farmer's milk. Corteva AgriScience, the ag division of DowDuPont, is announcing a new U.S. multi-channel, multi-brand seed strategy. The company says the strategy will expand access to the company's genetics, technology, and traits across various ag distribution channels, including agency, direct, retail, distribution, and licensing. Corteva will go to market through five regional U.S. corn and soybean seed brands, including Dairyland Seeds, Hogemeyer, New Tech, Seed Consultants, and Terro. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.